Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I am your host. We do have another incredible show today with Katrina Boss. If you missed her with a, what if you could skip the cancer? Maybe I could talk this morning. Maybe I can't. I've done so many videos this morning. We're actually going to talk with her today on tantric intimacy. It's not what you think. First, though, I've had a lot of requests. Tracy, where do we start with you? What's the best way to look at? Go to the website, tracylclark.com. And you can sign up for the free newsletter and you have the 18-minute audio clearing, which will not only start to clear the system, but it'll start to reset. There's a few things that I've noticed in the world is people's foundations are wrong. They're building them externally, not internally. Their faith is off, which is a trust, no believe. I say God, you may say universe or divine. And then the action step, and this is what we like to do and what I'd like to do with the thousands of people just like you I've worked with, is to open up into the action step. And why do I know that? Because I spent 8 years having to rebuild my own life, restoring it. A lot of people say to me, you're like that little hacker when you get the computer and there's a virus. I said, yes, we go in, we remove it, and we are able to coach you and help you to understand, to follow the energy so you become your own coach. So whether that's a great place to start on the YouTube channel, you can also get a lot of free clearings. Because what I really want you to understand, even in today's interview and all the other ones with the guests, we have so incredible people bringing their experiences. But as we're talking, we're also shifting the energy within your system. So the frequency, your body hears everything. So it's not just to motivate you and go, oh, great information. When you hear things that I've said or Katrina has said or in any interview, take that information and I'm going to shift. I always shift the energy as I'm speaking with people to make sure you get that transformation. So it's tracylclark.com. Download your free audio. It is amazing. 18 minutes. You will get the shifts. And then we'll cruise around the site because we did change it. So there's a lot of cool things, whether it's a workshop, an evening event, online, you know, a need it now session because you have a crisis. We all know what it's like when we have a crisis. So that's how you can enter in and get what you require. So with all that, now you know, we've had so many requests. How do we start? I would start there so you can start to get those incredible shifts. So I want to welcome Katrina. I'm so glad she came back because she's leaving, as we know, on her journeys. And people are like, when can she come back and talk about her second book? So we wanted to make sure she brought her back quickly. So welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Tantric intimacy. Okay, I have my little bookmarks in here. This is a book that I think people totally misunderstand the title because what they say to me is, Tracy, when I read it, it's not what I thought it was going to be. So first, can you clear up, because there's so much misinformation around the word even tantric. And I think that you say it so well in your body because it's about connection. It's exactly what I was just saying in the intro. The foundation inside is, for most people, they're building outside. And I was just talking about this, right? They're building their work, their career, their lovers, their family, their school, and they forget about inside. You've tapped on that exact thing. If that foundation's weak, your world's going to crumble.
Right, right. Yeah, tantra, it's really confused because anything we take from another culture, so tantra came from the East, mm-hmm. and we hear it and we think, oh, I want some of that. And it's natural to apply it to wherever we're hurting the most.
Yeah.
Right? In the same way, if someone comes to you, they're not going to tell you the whole story. They're going to say, here's the one thing that I'm hurting in the most. Yeah. And in the West, the thing that we're hurting the most in is in relationships, in love.
Yes.
And not that Tantra is about sex, but our sex lives suck. Like they're so far below what we're actually capable of. You know, yes. We haven't really moved beyond that primal procreation, lustful thing. And deep down, we know that there's more. And so we hear about Tantra and you see pictures of Tantricas like with energy flowing up out of them in this amazing union. And somewhere deep inside, our body says, oh, I know that's possible. And so they start to study it. But the challenge is we read it with our Western mind and we go, so tell me the tricks, because we want everything fast. We want to know, I want to know how to do this and this and this, and then I'm going to have energy flowing out of me and I'm going to be infinitely happy. And so it's okay. It's just, it's natural what we do. We did the same thing with yoga, right? We hear yoga and yoga is this incredible spiritual journey of bringing ourselves together. But our Western mind says, so it's about the exercise program. It's about the asana. It's about, we did the same thing. And then slowly we kind of go, oh no, it's actually deeper than that. It's about the meditative mind and it's about this other thing. So Tantra is the same. And so right now it's sort of in that initial, the last few decades, it's really been focused on sex.
Yeah.
It really isn't about that. And the people who have been doing that know it. They know that they haven't actually achieved the happiness and the bliss that they want because it's been so focused there. So slowly then we back off and we go, okay, wait a minute, what's it really about? And this is where Tantra truly is a spiritual journey. And when we actually line up this way, so we do have all these, we live in this world, so our job matters, our relationships matter, money matters, all these things matter. It's part of the currency of life.
Correct.
It's experience. But there also is this divine perspective. Like it's actually a shift. It's not that once in a while I meditate. It's actually a whole, it's a way of looking at it that completely integrates into our work, our loving, our children, our money, everything. And that's the key of Tantra, is that it's both. And that's where, and it's easy to say.
Yeah. It's not easy to do. It isn't easy to do because like what you said, people have been so fixated on what is the quick fix? How do I get there? Give me the pill. Give me the thing. Right. Like, and a lot of people from what I have seen, even with my clients, they're like, oh, I took a Tantra class because it was about sex because they wanted to have a better sexual experience. And what I love that you're saying is true, is building the connection and the foundation of the inner love and space, it does wind to everything else out here. But then they come back and they say, well, I still don't feel connected. I still feel like I'm missing something. Like we're not sharing in this union the way I thought it would be because there is misinformation. And what would you say to somebody, okay, that is saying, comes to you and says, I want to understand how you're teaching it so they can have the full deep connection with their partner. And they knew nothing about Tantric, but they heard about it, right? They heard about these practices. How would you say to them, this is your first step, your first foundation? How would you take them?
Well, the first step really in a relationship is to ask yourself why you're in the relationship. Right? If you're in the relationship because it looks good or because it's comfortable or because your society says that you have to be in a relationship and you have to make it work, then the challenge is then all of that is external. It has nothing actually to do with the two of you. You're actually just sort of objects in each other's game. Well, you'll never have tantric intimacy if you're actually treating each other like an object, because as soon as the other person's an object, they have to look a certain way. They have to act a certain way. They have to present in a particular way. And so then they don't count. And as soon as we know we don't count, we shut down.
Yeah, because you can feel it. It's an energetic pull. And, you remind me, I saw this great video the other day of this man saying, be very careful who you choose to marry if you want to marry someone, right? Because he said, that person you love, the curves, eventually they're going to be up and down. That person who you, if you're attracted to just their car, they may lose their cars or that money may go. And it's so true because that might be that moment in time, but it's so surface that when they start to connect and you, like you said, eventually you don't matter, especially as those things go away and change.
Then this is where it's so important to know that it's not our fault that this is why we marry or this is why we become in partnership, because we're taught this. This is normal.
Our programming. Yeah, it's right? normal.
And,
yeah.
And so we do that. But the interesting thing is today is different. Like 2018 is a different time. And it's really important to recognize that kind of everything we thought before 2012 can almost be deleted.
Yeah, I always say it's like, I didn't say it in the intro, but I did a podcast the other day and I said, it's like legwarm is in the 80s. You got to get rid of them. Like you are not going to wear them anymore. But this information is, and I hear it all over still in a lot of big names. I say it's like the 80s. It's got to be dumped now. It won't work for you. Like you got to get rid of those leg warmers because that is not going to work for you. And you say 2012, but I also see energetically, literally like 2017 passed. Like it's almost like every bit we get closer to 2020, everything we even learned yesterday is starting to almost dissipate.
And so this is a really big deal about, so becoming tantric.
Yeah.
It really, so the ability to actually live in the moment. So let's, back to our couple. So if you actually choose to actually be with a person, the key is to understand how lucky we are to actually have this intimacy with someone. There's a lot of people in the world that would love to have someone to simply be intimate with, who sees them, who loves them, who simply wants to merge with them. There's incredible joy as humans. We're not meant to be islands. We're not meant to be singular. So to all of a sudden have someone like this, this is precious.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden, there are no expectations. There's none of these things, which is very different. It's a very different way of seeing things. So all of a sudden, let's say you're already in a relationship. You know, there is a journey. It's not just a, oh my God, now. That's why my book is filled with exercises and homework and things to do, because it is a real thing to let go, of the training that says, here's how you act in a marriage. Here are the expectations. Here's in a relationship what's expected. To get rid of those things are no small thing, because they're like little hooks that we watched our parents do it. Half the time, we don't even know that we believe it until we're kind of lost in the symptoms of having it there. So all of a sudden, so now I want to be intimate with you. Well, I need to let go of my expectations of you. And I realize we have to break in a minute, but the other...
We're going to actually skip this one and go to the bottom of the hour because I really want everybody to hear what you're saying, because it's so important, because our, what I believe and what I really want the audience to listen to is what Katrina is saying is so important, because relationships are struggling. People are dead in their relationships. They're not connecting. They're not communicating. They have no intimacy at all. And then they're having affairs and stepping out on their partners because they're looking for that void, which is not the right thing to do at all. And so I really want to take this time before right to the bottom of the hour to explain more of what you're saying, because I want people to understand how you put it. And if you haven't got her book, you really need it to understand, because like she said, there's exercises to help you work through this so you have a strong foundation and you're not looking outside that relationship if that's the choice you really want to have. And I hear this, people say to me, I want a real relationship, but then they're like, you know, texting, you know, other people all the time and opening doors. And what you have to say is not talked about that much. So please carry on.
Okay,
let's get back to this relationship. We're not breaking.
Right. Okay. So the interesting thing is looking at the reasons why we struggle to be close. And a lot of it is that we're taught to be guarded. And a lot of that teaching is important. It's sort of like, if someone says, oh, I have a blocked second chakra, people say, oh, can you open my chakra? And it's like, no, absolutely not. That is shut down because of history. And for whatever reason, your system is saying, we're not ready yet. We're not ready to open. That's the wrong terminology, but we're not ready to open it. So the key is to make the subtle shifts inside so that the body simply comes into alignment and opens what it needs to open. And that's the work. And it's good work and it's happy work. It's the journey up the mountain. It's awesome. So the key is, so all of a sudden you have this intimate person in front of you and you start to actually look at them and you say, I really want to be close to you. I want to open completely. And all these fears rise.
Yeah.
What if you don't love me? What if you see that darkness inside of me that even I don't want to look at? These are really important things. And that's where Tantra comes back into each individual and says, I need to look at these parts of myself that I don't even want to look at. Because when I look into your eyes, I know you're going to see the stuff that I don't want you to see. And this is, again, now we step back into the vertical alignment with you and God's source, however you see that. And you really come to terms with that and you love that part of you. And loving our shadow, loving the parts of us we don't love, is a really important journey. And it's not easy. It's deep and interesting and juicy. And it may be many, many lifetimes. It may be all kinds of things. But to really go inside and go, wow, I actually really have dark thoughts about this. Oh, I don't want you to know that about me. But when you love you, when you love that part of you, and it's so cliche, but when you love that part of you, you kind of look at another person and go, yeah, I kind of have dark thoughts.
Yeah, you know? And it's okay. Because every human does. It's like someone said to me on this weekend, because it was, my weekends aren't fluff. They're like in your face, right? And she said, oh, this is not like normal spirituality or whatever, where it's unicorns and rainbows. She's like, oh my God, but they got the shifts. But it was, so I said to someone, I said, so how many of you have gone through a divorce? And, you know, they're like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, and how many of you had all those thoughts that you just hope he or she would get hit by a bus? It would make it all different. And they all looked at me like this, but then they're all like, yeah, yeah. And that's exactly it, because we do, it's interesting. And I love how you say this is, we're so afraid to be vulnerable because we're not taught how to be vulnerable with another person. And we are taught, like, be the good girl, be the good boy, go to class, like, have this persona, these masks, that if you have something that isn't seen as perfect, that dark side, that you will be rejected. There's so much of that programming out there with couples. And then if the relationship doesn't work, rather than taking the joy of what that relationship was, what do? They go into battle. They go into, oh, you were mean and all this negative talk of that dark side.
Well, see, and the piece of that is that as soon as, you know, when I can look at my dark side or whatever you want to call it.
We all have one. You got to acknowledge it. Yeah.
The parts of me that I don't necessarily want to live in. Like, yeah, they're just there. Exactly. And it's like, yeah. Ugh. As soon as I actually genuinely look at that side and go, wow, okay, I guess we're all going on this journey together. Yeah. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, I'm also safe. To yes. Look into the eyes of someone else, and it's safe for them to reveal their dark side that they're afraid of. Because if I'm not safe, it's fine for me to say, well, you need to accept me for all of I am. And but the key is, if I can't, yeah. And this is the thing we don't often understand, that if I don't look at mine, I am judging yours.
You are, exactly, 100%. 100%.
As soon as I'm all like realizing that, okay, I'm all things. I'm all sugar and I'm all dark. I'm all of it. I'm capable of anything given the right situation. I am not an angel. I'm not anything. I'm just awesome. That's it. It's just the whole thing. And so are you. And then all of a sudden, you know, and you know this, like as soon as you're sort of cool with yourself, people tell you all kinds of stuff. And then they go, I can't believe I told you that. And
oh yeah, like, you know, I get that all the time. I love it.
But the key is, I don't remember it because it doesn't matter. Like, it genuinely doesn't matter because I'm like, yeah, we've all had hard thoughts. And that's it. It just leaves my mind. I don't remember it. It's completely gone.
But that's also part of pure connection, because I'm the same way, because people come back and say, well, don't you remember when I said, I'm like, no, I just don't. Like you said, that's that place. If everyone can really grasp, but as you're really accepting self, you've been there, I've been there, where we literally looked in the mirror. I remember having breakdowns going, like crying, going, I do that. I can't do that anymore. Like, I need to accept it, let it go, and then change my behavior on that. And now I wasn't with anybody at the time. So I was really looking right at my stuff that I needed to work through. And what I did find is the more we're connected to our higher power, so I say God, the more we do love ourselves. And a lot of people, and I want to ask you this question, a lot of people, we hear that, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. You and I look at it very differently. And it's like a word that's thrown around, like have some coffee. Like, it's literally not even fully integrated into people's consciousness and souls of what it means to love yourself truly and to be open and vulnerable to another person or place. So when you would look at that, what would you say for people that are going, yeah, I hear it, but I really don't know what it means?
Well, the primary problem is the word love.
Yeah.
Because we've been raised, and maybe love meant punishment, love meant correction, love meant all these things. So for example, so one of the things in Tantra we talk about is the masculine and feminine dynamic. So one masculine, and it's a very different definition than what society thinks masculine and feminine is, but that's a whole nother 2-hour conversation.
Can you give a wee little glimpse so people can understand?
For example, again, masculine and feminine are two parts of a whole.
Yes.
In connection. So if you give and receive, for example, the masculine giving, the feminine receiving, in union, you will always give what the other desires. So it's easy to receive and it's blissful to give.
Yes.
But historically, we've been separate. So now all of a sudden, you're giving people things that they don't want. And these people are like, I don't want that. So we don't want to receive. So people are always like, I need to learn how to receive. It's like, you need to be with someone who's giving you what you want. Then you'll receive all, you'll be like, yeah, this is what I want.
I know, I've said that. I'm like, thank you very much, but I'm just not going to accept. Or I'm like, oh, I don't need that or whatever, right? Like,
but that's in separation. They're not reading you.
Yeah.
But as soon as it's like this, which is new, and this is this tantric union.
Yeah.
So one of the things within us, another example of masculine and feminine, is the feminine in all things, not female, male, but the feminine is our vulnerability. Mm-hmm. It's our chaos. The masculine side is structure and protection. So if you imagine first within, finding this balance within. So if you imagine your feminine side, our feminine side, all of us, male, female, everyone, our feminine side holds the chaos of every single experience we've ever had since we were born, whenever that was, millions of lifetimes, whatever you want to look at it, right? So it is carrying everything, like everything, every emotion, every trauma, every joy, every thrill, everything. And it's chaos. It's not a spreadsheet. It's chaos.
Correct. Yeah.
So this is, here's what's going on in your feminine over here. And it's vulnerable because it's like, I don't want anyone to like get in the way of this. I can barely hold this together myself. The masculine, on a good day, the masculine says, don't you worry, I'm here for you. I gotcha. It's connection. It's love. And so that masculine says, you know what? The protector rises and says, you know what? You go as deep as you want. I'm here for you. I got the door, right? You're and safe. or the structure says, you know what? You just flow within me. I've got you. You just trust the flow, trust the inspiration, trust the intuition. The challenge is because in our society, we've always worked in separation. The protector, the structure controlled it and criticized it and punished it. So within us, we often have this, you know, when you think of what your masculine side is to your vulnerable, the masculine side is, what's wrong with you? How come you haven't gotten over this yet? You're such a loser. Everyone else is just fine. What's wrong with you? And it's just this, why are you still in bed? Why do you have to sleep so much? How come you just don't get up and go running?
What's I call wrong? Them the lies. I always say, what lies are you telling yourself? Those are lies. Yes.
And but this, so when those two parts come together,
yes.
When your two halves come into union and you're safe to actually acknowledge your truth, which is also in the feminine, it holds the truth. It is the ground. And when you can honor your truth and you know that your masculine side will manifest whatever you need, you have true self-love. You have true self-connection. Similarly, another masculine-feminine thing, intuition is feminine. Manifestation is masculine. So when you know that if something comes to you and you know this is the answer, and you trust yourself that your masculine is like, don't you worry, I got this. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
That is bliss. That is pure happiness. When your masculine says, are you sure? That's crazy. What are you thinking? La, 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 la. It's fascinating because this is exactly what the consciousness is working through right now in society, in the news, in everything, is desperately trying to bring these back together, listening to the feminine, all these things to go, no, the truth matters. And yeah, self-love is this self-connection.
Yeah, and what I love how you say that is that because we always hear, you know, women's intuition, which basically, if people would start to understand, it is your feminine side that creates intuition because men have a lot of intuition. But it was interesting as you're talking, they kept showing this. So spirit, if people are listening, spirit, some things I see, really started to show a lot of clearing. So if you guys are listening to this, this is what you're going to get where, you know, where men and women were brought up in roles, like you were saying, in programming, and what you just worked on, which is clearing for the audience. So I would take this very strongly, is where a man is a man. So how dare I even get into contact with that female space, right? And for women, oh, well, if I'm a little stronger, because we do see a lot of women flip into their masculine, and then it, you know, and vice versa, but that they still... they're like, it's a high number, like 70-80% of the population is still playing in these separate roles, like you're talking about. And I would really love to get into more of that when we get back. And maybe after the commercial break, would you be open to sharing one of the exercises in your book? I don't want to just pull one out, but something that somebody could start doing. And then when they get your book, they can, like, one of the first maybe exercises. Would that be okay when we come back?
I'll think about it.
Okay. So first, before we go to break, where can our lovely audience find you? Because I know you're going to be traveling, but you're also going to be starting your YouTube video blog. So they can also follow you. Your courses, I know, are going online as well. So you'll have more of that. You have some cool other things we know that are launching to help people stay connected. So where's the best place for them to get a hold of you?
So the best thing is to get on my email list, either at fusiontantra.com or katrinaboss.ca. And then you'll get free videos and some information about great books and different things to do. And you'll get updates on anything I'm doing. My books are both available online in paperback, ebook, and audiobook, which ironically, my friends who have all read my books actually prefer the audiobooks because yeah. You know, it's very different. And they said they can take me in the car everywhere they go, which is fun.
You know what? It's funny you say that because I actually, some of my other friends with their books, and they said, Tracy, if I ever get my book down, they're like, you have to put on audio. It's what you're saying, because they're like, they want to hear you. But you know what I've noticed, and people don't talk about this, there's a huge transmission that happens when they hear you versus when they're reading it. So that, guys, is why you want her audio.
Well, they say that all the wisdom actually comes between the words.
Yeah.
Right? It's sort of so.
But you're very powerful. So, okay, check that out. We're going to be right back after the break with Katrina. I can't believe this half hour is gone. And she's going to give you one of the exercises that she would recommend for you to just start on this journey until you're actually able to pick up her book. All right. We'll see you right back after the break.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. We are here with Katrina Voss. And you know what? Before the break, I had seen some stuff come up while she was talking about the chakra being closed. And all the people that say, I've had this incredible Kundalini awakening. Had you not had yours, something's wrong with you. I have, as a person that works with thousands of people in the energy space and coaching, I have real issues with this when it comes up, and I would like to defer this to you because it does fall a lot. What do you say to all these people that are running around? And I've heard people shame people. What, you haven't had your Kundalini awakening? Oh, what's going on with you? How do you even respond to that?
So the key is, again, within the frame of Tantra, there's our physical lives. So like in our chakra system, there's seven main chakras. The lower three chakras are how we connect into the village, right? It's how we fit in as our role in the community. The second chakra, how we interact with each other. The third chakra, our definition of self. Our upper triangle is how we connect to spirit, right? Our connection to source, how we listen, how we share. And then our heart center connects those. The key with when you have a Kundalini awakening and you're sort of suddenly ungrounded, right? You're sort of spinning in the planets. The key is to join the village. You need to get back. And because the point is the flow from the upper triangle down into the lower triangle and getting feedback from the village to get inspiration, to manifest in the village, to get feedback. This is what it is to be fully human. And the challenge is that in a lot of spiritual communities, the joy, the goal has become transcendence. But we are only here for a short time. We've been manifested here in the village in three, four dimensions, however we want to do it. What we do matters. Whether you are a barista doling out coffee, whether you are a doctor, whether you are an author, it doesn't matter what you're doing. What matters is you're contributing to society. I was at a retreat once, and it was run by a Native woman. And she said, now I want everyone in the room to tell me what you would do if you were part of the village. What would your role be? And she goes, and you're not allowed to say that you're a Reiki master or that you're a great listener or that you're intuitive. We need food. We need protection. We need someone to take care of the children. We need something grounded on the earth. And it was a really interesting exercise to go, actually, you know, I love folding laundry, you know, or whatever. Or to say, I actually love being with children. Or yes. I actually love stacking wood. Whatever that is. And it's really, really important because, you know, it's like that saying that before enlightenment, carry water, chop wood. After enlightenment, carry water, chop wood.
Yeah, it's true.
It's really, really important to come back into the village. There's no greater work to be done than right here. You know, whether it's sweeping the streets or whether it's making great food for people, whatever it is, it's all about connecting to each other. So the key is if you've had an awakening, that's awesome. But now go back into the village.
I love what you said. I love your analogy about the village. And why? Because you're the only other person really that I've been able to have this conversation with right now. So you guys, like, we haven't had this conversation, but I have tried to have this conversation with other people because a lot of times what I say is when we're working to open your connection, you need to function in this reality and stop being out here because you will die, you will go, and then you can transcend. And what I love is how you brought it back in, because exactly, if you are not grounded, centered, focused, and still connected, how are you contributing to the world? Because you're here, you're meant to contribute. And like you just said, you might like folding laundry. I don't really like doing that. I like children. I'll go there.
But that's why we're a village.
Everyone has different pieces. And I think a lot of people, that is so well said, because they do have the Kundalini awakening and then they float. Like, I meet a lot of people who say, no, you're meant to just be up here and float, but you can't create up there. You can't manifest and create being up here. So you said that well. And
I also, can I add one more thing?
Yes, absolutely.
There's something, not to be ultra critical, but there's something that's been coined and it's called spiritual bypassing.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's a goodie.
I have not heard that. Oh gosh, you're going to open up a door here.
Because the challenge is
spiritual bypassing.
That's spiritual bypassing. Okay. And what it means is here in the village, we're having trouble. You know, we aren't speaking to our partner. Our kids don't want to talk to us. We can't keep a job. I'm unhappy. I'm physically unwell, whatever. And so then we skip that because it's too hard. And say, oh no, I'm only going to do this. Like, it's sort of the wounded healer archetype that I'm just going to go out and heal everybody else, even though I'm actually dying inside. And
call that the spirit of denial.
but the challenge,
denial.
I think the challenge with spiritual bypassing is it's this, I've had this awakening and this is why. And so it's sort of a case of saying, no, but you understand, I'm actually more enlightened and that's why I just can't deal with this stuff. And I understand it. I don't, because the thing is, when life can be really, really hard.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of things in our lives that we really don't have answers to. And one of the things that we were going to talk about was, you know, when we're in a relationship that we don't know how to connect,
yes.
it there is history, there is damage, there is trauma, there is pain. It's to survive, to get to work, to take care of the kids, to feel at all human. We do have to sort of compartmentalize that away to get through the day. Like, that is our society. So it's not a blame thing.
No.
It's a reality thing. But once we understand that that's what we're doing, when we have all of this incredible spiritual energy, and if we have a community that understands, to understand that the goal is to take that energy and apply it to the most difficult parts of our lives.
Yeah,
this is,
to really look at them, because you are correct. A lot of people are like, well, I don't want to deal with that. I've had people say, oh, I want to work on my money. I don't want to deal with my marriage. I'm like, but your marriage is the problem. No, I don't want to deal with that. So what would you say to couples, people, and I want to speak to, because a lot of couples that will, like, people that be listening in relationships, and they have disconnected and they are doing what you call, I love that, spiritual bypassing. What would be an exercise you'd say to them? You could start here so you can start to, this one little exercise, if you start here, and yes, you're going to have to read the book, but if you start here, that will start to open the door a little bit more. So you can have that space of starting to put back together these components that are basically sitting on the shelf, not getting, collecting dust and not being looked at.
So the first thing is you actually have to come to a place inside of yourself that you're okay to look at the truth.
Yeah.
Like the real truth of what's going on. It's okay, whatever the truth is. It doesn't matter. Because the key about the truth is it's not subjective. It's not about you. It is just the truth.
Correct.
And like, so let's say, for example, that the relationship is actually over. There actually is no more love. It may just be, and that's okay. Like, if that's the truth, maybe your greatest joy is to have this wonderful companion in your life who you can go on holidays with and enjoy TV at the night and have a warm body in bed. Awesome. But it's just important to own that truth and not pretend it's some passionate love affair and then try to force the other person into some kind of role that you need them to play. When you can actually, because the truth is they'll feel it too. But those are difficult truths because we've been taught that it's supposed to last forever, all these kinds of things. But what if it's meant to last as long as it's meant to last? And that's
the key right there, that with everything we do, I always say, if you're open with no expectations or obligations, just be in that space and not, oh, tell death do us part. I always say to people, never say that, because you never know, right?
And death is coming.
It is coming. But there's also the space where I always believe there needs to be the allowance of enough love. You know that old saying, if you love them enough, you'll let them go. And people say that, but they don't play it. Someone has, you know, a marriage ends one person doesn't get the outcome they want. So now they're in legal battles and for, you know, about money because they don't know what else to do. They're just basically sad they didn't get the outcome they wanted. But if they were really in that love of the other person, not getting the need from the other person, they would say, well, okay, I love you enough that you need to go on the next part of your journey. And we're not taught any of that.
Well, and again, I think there's a real fear of loneliness.
Sure.
Like in the last like 4 years since my husband and I split, I really battled with a lot of loneliness. And I remember a friend of mine, she told me, she just, you know, some people kind of implant a little mantra, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, you won't die from loneliness. And I remember some nights sitting alone, my kids had all flown to different places and I was sitting there going, God, it feels like I'm gonna though. And I remember thinking, no, you're not gonna die from this. Just go to bed. You'll feel better in the morning. And that really gave me a lot of compassion for why we stay so long and why we don't wanna go into that place. And it actually put me in a place where I struggle to even give someone that advice because it really is difficult. Like we aren't, and part of that is we're not meant to be alone. We are social creatures. We are, but we've put ourselves into these little nuclear homes and now everyone's living alone in these little pods as opposed to figuring out, which I think is coming. We'll figure this out. Whole nother story. But the interesting thing in a relationship, one, when you are whole unto yourself, right? So like even people say like, should I read this book with my partner? And I'm like, no. Like read it yourself. And I say, no, like maybe read section 4 because that's the sexy stuff. But even then, like read it for you because when you're whole, you're fine. If you end up alone, then that means you're taking a turn and going on a different journey. And you're happy with that. This isn't the end of anything. It's just the beginning of something. And so, but that's a personal state of being. So then you can actually have that love for the other person because you have that love within to say, I don't feel like I remember when my ex and I split and I just had this realization that, wow, we want different things in life.
Yeah.
And not wrong. Not his life path was great and my life path was great. But I realized that I'm dragging him up mountains he doesn't want to climb. And he's having to live with this idea that he's not good enough because he's not meeting my need. But I'm like, but you actually have a great life path. Our lives have just simply diverged. And that's correct. It. And when you can honor that truth, then you can have a real relationship. Because the thing about merging, the thing about actually coming together is energy doesn't lie. The bodies don't lie.
Those bodies
can lie. We can make stuff up, but our bodies can't. So all of a sudden you're together and you're like, but I want that thing that they're talking about. But the truth is you're actually over here. You can't actually come together because there's no magnetism. It's not time. You're pushing things together. You know, you're pushing a zebra and a giraffe together. They don't belong together. Yeah. So it's that truth is so important. And then when you come to that truth, the first whole section of my book is about love and connection. And the foundation of that is kindness.
It is.
So when you can really look at this other person and go, I have a weird feeling that maybe there is no way to bridge this. Or maybe you look at each other and go, I feel we're supposed to be together, but there's something in the way. Can we work on that? But because then it's not about them or you being right. It's just about, I feel like there's like an elephant in the room or something, or there's something that's standing in the way in kindness. If the other person says, there's nothing wrong, I don't know what's wrong with you, then you can go, well, okay. And you can get on with your life.
Oh, yeah. Like it's not exactly. Well, you can make choices. And I think that a lot of the programming and patterning, like a lot of people say to me, Tracy, why is my body so sick? And you know, it's, I would have to say 90% of the people that they get really stuck in, it's relationships they're in that are very unhealthy. And then they create these stories. I can't, you know, leave at my kids, my money, my parents, my in-law, whatever. And you do see their bodies get very, very ill because their body's screaming at them.
You know, there's a whole access consciousness running bars thing. They have a book and it's called Divorceless Marriage or something like that. And they have a story in there about, there's a person standing there and there's a dude with a car. I'm just going to do it from this perspective. So,
absolutely.
And she's like, and he's like, do you want to go ride in my car? And she's like, I totally want to ride in your car. So she goes to get in the car, but she doesn't fit. But she realizes that if she cuts her arm off, then she'll fit in the car. And then she gets that part in and okay, she still doesn't fit. So she cuts her other arm off and then she kind of fits. And then she realizes she has to cut her legs off. And so she cuts her legs off and now she's in the car. So she's with the dude, but she has no arms and legs and she's going along. And then she comes to you and she goes, I don't know what's wrong with my body. And you're like, but you have no arms and legs. And you're like, yeah. Well, that's just because I'm in the relationship. We don't want to talk about that. And you're like, but you have no arms and legs. And this is the thing. When you actually find someone that there's no need to cut any arms and legs off, there's no illness. And again, you know, when I got married, when you got married, everyone got married.
That's what you did. You were told, go get married, have children.
Yeah. And you fell in love or you didn't fall in love and you made it work or whatever. And so this isn't a blame about getting married, but the time is different. It's 2018 now. So if you're still in a relationship from that previous time, it actually literally is like almost separating and saying, not you don't have to separate, but you have to go, if we went on a first date today in 2018, would there be a second date?
That's the great question. And I've said that to people. I'm like, really, if you look at that person now, would you really want to go on that date with them? And a lot of people say no. I'm like, well, then you know your next step. Your next action step. And that's what I want to say here because I can't believe we're running out of time again. So here's the thing I say to people, and I'm going to take this from your book because you say it right here, and I want you to elaborate this for people. We always say, listen to what spirit's telling you, have your innate body nice and strong. And then if you don't do the action step, that other arm's going to go, and then the ear, there's more stuff that's going to keep going out. So you can have to fit in a smaller car. What do you say, and you have it right here, and Spirit wants this because they're buzzing in my ear. What if we don't hear the answer? What do they do?
So the interesting thing about not hearing the answer, Carolyn Mace first said this, what really stuck in my head. She said, if you are in a dark night of the soul and you're asking a question and you're not getting an answer, 9 times out of 10, you have heard the answer. You just don't like it. So you're waiting for another answer. But the problem is with truth is it's just one truth. There is no other truth. There's not a secondary truth. There's not a B option. Here's the truth. The other thing when we don't hear is to be patient. I remember I had an argument with my man the other day, and we were sitting in a restaurant and the conversation was just like, just doing this.
Not just connecting at all.
I just sat there going,
we've all been there.
What's happening? Yeah. What's going on? I so didn't understand it. And eventually I just stopped talking. And I was like, okay, I only am happy here. Like, this is really, so like, no matter what's happening, I'm always trying to going, why are we not doing this? And there was just no chance. We were just, I don't know what was going on. So finally I just stopped and I just stared at him for like 5 minutes. It was like, sort of like, if you don't know the answer, then say, I don't know what the answer is. Like, say it, go, I don't know what the answer is. Here's what I want. I want us to be connected, but I don't have an answer. And then have the patience to wait. And so I waited and waited and I asked and I prayed and I'm like, and I asked, and what I ask for is, I would love the words to find the bridge in this moment. Yeah. And I waited and waited, and I do this. This is my whole life. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the same thing. You know, you're going to be on an interview with Tracy Clark and it's like, so what am I supposed to say? And so we're sitting in this restaurant and I probably stared at him for 5 minutes, like going, you know, and then finally something out of totally left field, all of a sudden I start talking about past lives and da 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 da. And all of a sudden slowly we went, oh, and everything settled and we were now connected again. And this is again the key of this integration of the divine and the physical, is that it's for us every single day. It's not when I do yoga later, it's every single moment. And that in every
second of every day, I ask constantly all day long. I say to people, just that old saying, ask you shall receive. People don't ask. They don't know how to ask. I'm like, just keep asking. What's the answer? How should it flow? What should come next? Blah, blah, blah. And it just comes. It just comes. And people think it's some magic little trick somewhere. I'm like, no, you just have to ask. But we're not taught to ask. And then, like you said, we're not taught to have the patience. And sometimes, and I'm sure you've had this, the answer will come to me a week later. I had something come in a dream after my class that I'd asked for literally a couple months ago. And then I was like, whoa, okay. So I knew I had to wait. I don't do anything until I hear the answer.
So the other thing that I feel called to share before we break is, so Tantra is not about sex, right? No. Except sex is beautiful. And the problem is that human intimacy is part of us as well. Whether it's loving a child or a grandchild or a friend or a lover, it doesn't matter. But that intimacy is important to us and it nourishes us in ways that nothing else does. And sex, because of the church and most religions, said yes. It's bad. And there's a lot of theories around there that said part of the reason is because it disempowers us. If you cut us off from our sex drive, we can be made to do anything. So it's an interesting thing to reintegrate that again, to say, no, actually, my sexual being, my life force being is actually integral to who I am, which also allows us more balance, that we're not just like sex crazed looking for the next experience.
I agree.
It's simply part of us. And so what's fascinating is in Tantra, there are no tricks sexually. Like there is a whole section 4, but, but the key is it's section 4.
Yeah.
First, we learn about love and connection and really integrate that internally with friends, with lovers, everything. But we really learn how to love. Then we learn the second section is all about how we connect with the divine and understanding that in every single moment, there are infinite possibilities. It's not just this or this. There's infinite possibilities in our life. Then we learn about this masculine feminine union. From here, you almost don't have to read section 4. You should, because there's fun stories in there that are true. But the key is, imagine you simply bring that to an intimate relationship. So all of a sudden, you've got this other human who is as infinite and amazing as you are. You have no goals. You are open to absolute infinite possibilities. And now you're allowed to be intimate and naked and do fun things with them. The truth is, any possible thing can happen. And I'll tell you, when you leave the bodies to just do as they want, you will have union.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of work to do there to get to that open space. Otherwise, we get there. The flip side, sorry, if we don't do it, is that we come in closed. We come down with our ideas. We come down with how we're supposed to please the other, what we want, all these kind of things. So it's a very limited experience.
It's also then just an act. It's not a connection. There's a 100% big difference, guys. It's an act, not a connection. And that's where, you know, when people do not have physical connections for a long time, I was like, I'm not interested in just an act. I don't need to get off. Sorry. Like, not interested. You want to have, when you connect, you want to have the connection with somebody. So it becomes different, and you're not just going, oh, okay, is there somebody there about it? You're just not, ooh, you just don't want to go there anymore. When you actually start to connect, you want to be with someone that you are connected with on all those other levels.
Well, and the beautiful thing is when we're connected inside, then you're kind of like, ooh, maybe I'll just tuck in with a book tonight. This will be awesome, right? This will be great. So the idea of being with someone else, being with you, actually has to be better than being with me.
No, but that's so true. Like, and people say that, but I'm like, it's so true. I can't believe we are at the end. This is like a great point to lead off, because literally being with yourself, and I love what she just said. I'm like that. If you can't be like, that's why I stay longer so long. Cause I'm like, you're not more fun to hang out with than me. So I'm going to want to hang out with you. And then, you know, you find the person that's as fun or more fun to hang out with. So it's like,
and there's zillions of them. This isn't like a, I'm a loner because I'm so awesome. This is like a, I have so many great friends and great people in my life who
like you, yes.
Right? They add.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm even more fun. No,
well, it is, but you can go out with your friends and everything. So it's fulfilled. I am so happy you were able to join us today again. I'm like, where did this time go? I think we went through a time warp. If you guys can check out her book, Tantric Intimacy, make sure you pick up a copy. I know on Amazon and her website, but give us your website one more time, because I know you're going to, when are you hitting the road so people know again?
Sunday.
Okay. So your website?
FusionTantra.com.
Okay. Do you have Instagram? You have Instagram. So do you want them to
find
you?
My Instagram is my life of exploration.
It is. I know. I was finding it today. I know you're on Instagram. And I'm just going to let you guys know, after the show, I always pop on Instagram live at Tracy L. Clark _. So if Katrina would like to pop on there for a little bit, if you have time, you can join us. If you want to continue the conversation, I like to do that with our guests after. If you have questions for her, that is the place to find us for a good half an hour or 45 minutes. And so you're welcome to join us. We continue the conversation because it almost seems like it got a little bit short. So thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks, Tracy.
I can't wait to have you when you're on the road again. So again, and also for the people, if you forgot, so I don't have to repeat it again, check out tracylclark.com and get your free audio download to join up for the mailing list so you can understand what we're doing. We're getting a lot of requests. So that is the place to just go, or you can also check out the Instagram. So thank you again, Katrina. We'll hop on the Instagram live, and thank you. Check us out again for the replay on Transformation Talk Radio, where we're always bringing you something to do. Next week, we will have Janet Angela Mills on the show, who is Joshua Mills' wife. You're going to learn how she navigates through the glory realm. Have a great week, and we'll see you guys next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.